Hello.
Yes, hello. May I speak to Tom?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Tom, this is Steve Wilson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Oh, okay, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Tom, I'm the senior manager over here, and I just wanted to get an update over the project. Like, is everything going okay?
Okay.
So I just want an update from your side. Is everything good to go, or are you having any confusions?
No, I think we've got it all straightened out now. Now that we know just how you work, it's completely different from the other publishers I worked with. This is actually my sixth and seventh and eighth book that you have there, so it's not like I don't know how the process usually works. But now that we know exactly how you do it, it'll go a lot faster. It would be helpful, though, if we could get a little more material at a time than just a page or two.
All right, perfect. Yes, Brian just told me that it's your seventh or eighth book. You have published books already, and you are having some trouble with our process. So if there's still any trouble, please tell me. I hope I can help out
Okay.
some
No,
way.
I think we're on the same page now, so.
On the same page now, that sounds perfect.
So far, anyhow.
Perfect, Tom.
I do, one of the three books that was on the agreement is one that was already published elsewhere, and the people that published it did absolutely nothing for me. They sold three copies in 3 years, which is impossible. You know, even the worst book is going to sell more than that if they're doing anything for it.
Exactly. That's right.
So I took it back and I want to republish that one. That one's ready to go, so.
So you want the one that you have published from some different publishers, right?
From Lakeside was the name of the publisher
All right.
in New
So right.
Jersey.
So right now, are you republishing it on your own, or you want us to republish it for you?
No, I want you to republish it. It's called "And As and the Twain Shall Meet." Good story.
All right, just give me a minute here.
That's all done. That's got the cover art and everything all done. I've taken all the material back from the other publisher. We canceled that agreement.
So, Tom, we can surely do
I
that
know
for you.
three people who bought the book, so I know that the three copies were through me, not through them.
I got your point. So I just want you to share all the details with me for that book, the Word file, the PDF file, and the book cover, and we can do the republishing for you. And also just tell me, you also want to do the editing of that book?
I don't think it needs anything. I think it just needs to be put back on the market. It was on Amazon for a while, but you know that when I pulled it back, the publisher pulled it back too, so.
All right, and do you
Just
have
being on
the
Amazon. Sorry?
gotcha point. So currently, do you have the access of that Amazon account?
Am I what?
Do you have the access of that Amazon account from which that book was published?
Well, all the material is in the book with the ISBN number and copyright and everything.
Yep,
All the
I got.
legal information is there.
I got it. I'm asking, do you have the Amazon account's ID and password? Are you able to access the account from which that book was published? Is it your personal Amazon account or the publisher's created one for you?
No, I took it back from the publisher. I was released. I've got a written release from them.
All right, Tom. So yeah, I will shoot you an email with all the required files
Okay, yeah,
you
you have the
republish.
files. You have the whole file. You have the file for that. You also have the file for a book called Enigma of Ennui.
All right. All right, no worries. I've
There
got
were
it.
three books on our agreement, so.
All right, Tom, I got it. So, yeah, I'll get an update from Brian, and then I will get back to you. And beside this, if you have any concerns right now, please go ahead. Please let me know.
You want what now?
Do you have any concerns right now?
Any concerns? No, not really.
All right, then. Perfect. So I'll get an update.
I won't
from...
have all the money paid for several months, so you know, it would be good to have everything ready by that time. You know, we can send them all in at once.
Sure. So from now onwards, I'll be looking after your project, and we'll try to get it done as soon as possible. Meanwhile,
What
Brian
was your
will
name?
be... My name is Steve Wilson.
Say it again, please.
Steve Wilson.
Steve?
Yep, Steve Wilson.
Oh, okay. You don't sound like a Steve Wilson. You're in California too, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, but the publisher is actually in New York. It's very confusing, but I know how that works, because with the first books we had coordinators all over the place. One of them was coordinated by a lady in London, so it worked out fine.
That's great. All right, so Tom, I'll be in touch with you throughout the project, and if there is anything, any problem or anything, you can just reach out to me over the email.
Oh,
I'll shoot
scream.
You.
I'll holler.
I hope that that's not going to happen.
You ain't heard nothing yet. I'll revert to my native language. Then you'll be in trouble. Yeah, I was actually born in Germany, but unfortunately it's been so long I don't really speak the language very much. But strangely though, I still dream in Dutch. And I haven't spoken Dutch for 60 years on a day-to-day basis. I did live in the Netherlands for quite a while.
That's
and I was
great.
Married to a Netherlander. My first marriage was to a dear girl from the Netherlands. But we were living in California when she went back over to see her parents and just never came back. Last time I saw her was in Switzerland not too long after that. So, you know, she just couldn't take it in this country. She didn't like it here. We had no personal problems. We were getting along fine, but had a little house in Santa Ana. And we paid $11,000 for that house, three bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in that neighborhood now, the same houses are going for around $1 million, which is absolutely insane. I mean, it's still a tract house. It's not really that much special. It's just a little house.
Mm-hmm.
Three small bedrooms and a nice yard. Lemon tree in the front, which we planted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, you don't want to hear my whole life story. I won't bother you.
That's fine, Tom.
Yeah, I won't ever retire. I am 88 years old, but I will never retire. I worked with show people for several years. I was a professional pilot for 20-some years. And I did work with Paul Mance out there in Santa Ana. And we did a lot of movie work. Plus, I flew Bird Dog for firefighters out there on the forest fires, which was not a real fun job.
Mm-hmm.
And I did crop dusting in Iowa, and I flew airlines for KLM. So I've done a lot of things.
Sounds
and
like
I was
quite
actually,
an amazing journey.
Yeah, well, I did work in several movies. One of them was The Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, which we shot in England. And the other one was Blue Max, which was shot in Ireland. And then we did some out there in California. It was one called, I can't remember the name of it, but anyhow, it was Natalie Wood and Jim Garner. And it was fun. It was fun. I was never actually seen because I was a ghost pilot in all those scenes. So, anyhow, I should write my own life story sometime, but I don't think I can do that.
You surely should. It's going to be very interesting, Tom.
I've done several ghostwrites for other people on their books. So, you know, I know what that's all about, too.
So all the books that you have written so far, what were the topics?
The first four were all about media history. The first three were based on interviews that I did with people from the old days, from radio and music and so on, people like Leonard Bernstein and a lot of people whose names you might not recognize, but a lot of actors and actresses from the old radio days, and even some agents and so on, writers. I had my own radio show in Wisconsin for several years, and it was based on those interviews plus old-time radio programming and so on. And I just managed to keep copies of all of those interviews, and I combined them into what turned out to be three books. And then the fourth book was about the blacklist, about a specific part of the blacklist in the 50s, which I thought was going to sell really well, but it didn't. So the problem is that those media books are kind of a specialized market. They're not just a general market program kind of book. So I didn't expect a lot from them. I mean, I still get royalties every 6 months on those. Although it's not a lot, but it adds up over time. Anyhow, they're still active. That's the point. And those publishers are still working for me. So
that's great.
But the one that I turned over to you and the Queen Shall Meet, they actually, as soon as they had the money that I sent them, They kind of dropped it, you know. They were a real vanity publisher, which I didn't realize at the time. I tried to research them, but it didn't help too much. So, anyhow, you live and you learn, I guess. That was an expensive lesson, though.
It surely is.
But that book has a lot of potential. It's about a hijacking of a ship on the Great Lakes. And also it involves a charter pilot, and the two of them meet on a remote island up in Lake Huron. So I'm kind of an expert on the Great Lakes and also lighthouses, so that's a subject that I know. I don't write about anything I don't know about. You know, and if I don't know something, I do a lot of research to find out for sure. And I think that the research is the biggest part of any writer. You know,
if you don't know about anything.
I was talking to someone up in Canada that I was in the book that you got there. That we were talking about the St. Lawrence Seaway. You know, the passage that goes from Lake Ontario over to the Atlantic, and he was telling me that history books in Canada were talking about the St. Lawrence Seaway as an active route in the 40s. And the St. Lawrence Seaway wasn't open until 56 or 57. So you got to be careful, because if you make a mistake, someone's going to notice.
That's right.
Someone's going to say, "What's that fool writing? He doesn't know anything." Even with restaurants, if there's a restaurant and the book is dated in the 70s, I I call that restaurant and make sure they were there in the 70s, and they even send me menus and all kinds of things. You know, they're very helpful. I do most of my research on the telephone. It really works. I had an occasion to talk about the opera in Minneapolis, and on a particular date, I wanted to know what was being run that night. And they not only sent me all the information, they sent me a program from that particular performance with all the names of the singers and so on. And so people are very helpful if you approach them the right way.
That's right.
Anyhow, well, I better let you go. I'm sure you have work to do there. Get on my book. Go to work.
All right, Tom. So it was really nice talking
thank
to you.
Well, Steve. I appreciate the call. You know, I've had problems trying to understand what Brian is saying half the time. So, you know, my ears aren't what they used to be. And it isn't so much volume, but sometimes words don't come through quite the way they should. So I need to have someone I can understand. I have no problem with you, though.
All right, that sounds perfect. So yeah, from now
so
onwards
far.
I'll be yeah, from now onwards
that
I'll
could
be
change at any minute.
Project.
Yeah. Anyhow, we'll talk to you later.
Sure, Tom. So take
All
care
right.
of yourself.
Thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Just don't start any emails with "Hope we find you well."
All right.
The start of every one of Brian's emails says that, and that's so insipid. It's like those little emails that have smiley faces all over them, you know, that just don't make any sense. They don't mean anything anyhow. Anyhow, go to work. I've got to go to work, too. I'm working on another book here at the moment. So I have several more manuscripts that I haven't attempted to publish yet, but I wrote one about my when I was in the charter business, the air taxi business. I had a partner that was murdered, and I wrote a book about that because the case was never solved. It got all involved with mafia connections and all kinds of things. It was a really interesting story. But in the book, I solved it because we did know who and why were responsible for his killing. So, and that was about when I stopped flying, too. He wasn't killed in an airplane. He was killed between two train cars. He was in a switching yard for a railroad, and he just wanted to. We were trying to get a new client there for air taxi. And he wanted to look around the yard, so they sent him out in the yard, and he was between two cars in the switching yard. What he didn't realize was that they were being connected together, and he was scrunched between the two, smashed to pieces. It was really sad. But it's a true story, so, you know, that story is not something I made up as I went along. I don't know how to write fallacies and fantasies. Well, I did one on kind of a science fiction thing. It takes place in 2080, but it isn't really that science fiction either. So just a little odds and ends. Anyhow, I'm gonna go to work here too. the one thing, though, I'm never around in the mornings. The problem is I tend to work until 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'm usually sleeping in the morning. So I like to work at night. It just works better for me. And I do work 7 days a week, which means I'm not retired. I never will retire.
That's great, Tom. So, yeah, I'll try not to disturb you in the morning.
Yeah, up until about 11 or so, it's pretty safe after that. But if I don't get a, if you don't reach me, if you're trying to call, please leave a message and I'll call back.
Sure, sure, I will. Or else I'll send you an email.
Yeah, either way, either way.
All right.
I prefer the voice email, a voice message, so.
Sure, I'll send a voicemail, no worries.
Just don't ever fax. Don't ever
Got
send
it.
one of those other messages. What do you call them? I really can't think of it right now.
All right, it's going to be either a
text.
Voicemail. I got it. Either it's going to be a voicemail or an email.
Yeah, I hate text messages. I have to pay for incoming text messages, and I don't like that. Because I don't
right.
text,
I,
and I don't.
I,
well, wouldn't know, I wouldn't know how. I don't. I hate computers. You know, it really floored me when publishers stopped accepting typewritten copy. There are very few that will accept typewritten copy anymore. Almost everything has to be online, which I really don't care for, but have to do it, so I have to go along. Have to go along with progress, I guess. Or is it
That's
progress?
Right.
I don't know. What we've done is we've raised a whole generation of kids that can't add and subtract or even speak to each other. You know, they just have to do everything online.
That's right.
It's sad. If you go into a grocery store and their computer is down, there's no way you're going to get checked out. If you want to make change, if you buy something for $1 and it's, or you buy something for 80 cents and you give them $1, they don't know how to figure out the change on it. Well, anyhow, I'm going to go before I tuck your ear off.
All right then, Tom.
Yeah, thanks again, Steve. We'll talk to you later.
Sure. Take care of yourself.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, bye.